It is time to take you on the road to 2023. Welcome to our flagship program on the 2023 general elections coverage. Every Saturday at 8 a.m., we bring updates on the elections from the candidates to the voting and other related issues. It's also important that you get your PVC. Now, the Road to 2023 is produced by Chioma Ezenwafo. Today, we take a look at this week's wave of defections in the APC, in River State, of course. We understand the party has seen these defections at the national level in June and even this month as well, with the likes of Nollywood actor Kenneth Okonkwo leaving the party due to the Muslim presidential ticket. But right here in Rivers, we've seen more people leaving the party, not necessarily defections. There has been what some call a flurry of resignations in the party. With the resignation of the former governorship aspirant, Dawari George, APC chieftain Golden Chioma, former Commissioner for Information, Ibim Seminatari, and just recently, former federal lawmaker Chidi Wihoka, and not forgetting Tonya Princewill, who cited the Muslim presidential ticket as his reason for leaving the party. So what is going on? Is there trouble in paradise? Don't forget, the APC was not on the ballot during the 2019 elections due to unresolved crises and countless court cases. So how are these resignations or defections affecting the party? How is the party preparing for the 2023 elections with the resignation of these high-profile members? Joining us to have this conversation this morning is a spokesperson of the APC in River State, Chris Finebone. Good morning, Mr. Finebone. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you. Good morning to our listeners.
It's a pleasure having you here. So it's not news what's been happening. You have actually reacted to it as well. But from your understanding, your assessment, from where you stand, what is currently going on with the APC in River State?
Well, I think we need to correct the perception of people about what is happening. Number one, movement out and into parties has become the norm in Nigerian politics.
Okay.
Especially when one administration wants to leave office. And so we need to look at critically a few movements we have noticed. First, I don't think it qualifies as a flurry or exodus as I've had all over the place. What is happening is not unusual when one administration is leaving office or one party is leaving government and another is expected to come in. Or some party is also to come in, depending on the situation. And so for our party, the few movements we have seen include those who are leaving the party, or the person that has left the party because he believes that the Muslim ticket runs against his own religious belief and conviction. And he resigned. He didn't leave anybody in doubt as to why he was resigning. And I think he deserves to be respected. I mean, his opinion and decision needs to be respected. Then you have other members, a few of them, maybe Dr. Dawari George, Jim Seminatari, and maybe one other. And they decided to exercise their right of their freedom of movement and association. They may all move to elsewhere or decide to pursue other interests in life. For them, we wish them well and wish them the best in their next endeavors, their future endeavors. Then you have a few who have really, we can't really say they have been part of the party, in the sense that in the past 3 or 4 years, they've done everything to undermine the party. They've done everything to destroy the party. In fact, the high point of their mission value was getting the partner to be on the ballot in 2019. And that's whether anybody can still regard those characters as APC members. In any case, if they are leaving, I can characterize that as maybe excising a tumor from the body so that the body can be well again. So we consider them or their movement as with a big belief. A big belief because our problem will be reduced by one. And so we wish them well. We only pray that they take the whatever body they visited here to their new party. That is all we can say.
Okay. Now, Mr. Feinbund, as much as you say this is not an exodus, and it's important to clear the air as to what this is, it's a normal practice in democracy, politics, and political party engagement, basically. Aren't you concerned that the timing raises questions? The fact that it happened around a particular time frame, I mean, it would definitely raise concern.
The answer is also in my first statement that these things happen not very much often towards the end of the election cycle, or if you like, the lifespan of any administration. That is when you find this movement predominantly. You know, and along the line, sometimes you might see people leave, you might see people coming, but you find this thing more towards the end or towards an election. That is when we find this month. So we think this is just part of our political situation in Nigeria, where people move from party to party, people going in search of greener pastures from time to time. And just saying whatever attracted them to the initial party, and they don't really care much. So it's all expected.
Now, you have said that some of these members are those who tarnished the image of the APC. They were responsible for the APC not being on the ballot in 2019. So it's basically good riddance. If this is how the APC feels about the exit of these persons, why has the APC not done anything about these personalities who you have identified caused problems in the APC before now?
I'm sure that you probably have been told that so many of us were meant to make peace. Some initiated by us, some initiated by men of goodwill, and perhaps some from their side. But let me reveal today that those individuals led by Senator Magnus Sabe have an agenda, and that agenda they have is to balkanize the party or grab a percentage of the interest of the party in all aspects. And that has been the point of the departure between us and them. Now, what do I mean? I mean that any democratic institution is such an institution because it is democratic in the sense that people go for election. People maybe consult and all that, then submit themselves for election. But here you have these individuals led by their leader who don't want anything election. They are the first to go to the media space to shout about how they hate impunity, how they are fighting for internal democracy. And they are the ones that promote everything that is not an internal democracy. Now, if we have Congress, I believe that the best thing is for individual members to prepare themselves, present themselves to election. But these guys at every turn never accepted that. All they wanted was that they should be given. They started by saying they should be given 50% plus test so that they can hold those slots and fill in by themselves. And for us, that didn't make sense. Because if we give them that, you also encourage other leaders of the party to form their group and to also give us slots. So that didn't fit in well. He said, no, the best thing, if we say elections are wrong or are bad, then you have to give us what is better. There is nothing better than standing for election, giving up yourself for election to be elected, or you make yourself available to elect others. But if you just sit all of that, and all you do is look, share this meat and give me 50%, and you take 50%, that is not, I don't think they do practice the idea of democracy, have this in mind. And so they continue to throw out this as their own demand, that positions in the party must be shared between them and the civil dynamics. And of course, meanwhile, on the other hand, they say, oh, is the leader of the party. But in the real sense, they want positions shared equally between them. And we say, why does this one, what do we rely on to do this? Instead, let everybody prepare themselves, present themselves for elective positions, campaign, and those who will be elected will be elected. Those who will not be elected will not be elected. And that is it, and we move on. You know, but these guys continue to ask for that underhand kind of thinking, and we never accepted it. And that remains the crux of the problem. I don't want to talk about their leader wanting to be government. That's another matter for another day.
Okay, we would need to take a break shortly. But if this is the case, as you have described, that means the reconciliation was never successful.
You could say that the man who presents an impossible option on the table does not want reconciliation. That is what he means.
And if Senator Magnus Abe has not the intention of being the governor of River State, what seems to be the issue with that? Because, you know, there are lots of people talking about whether or not it's appropriate, whether it's right. What exactly is the problem with that intention?
There is nothing spectacular about that. If you are within a party, and you have the right to exercise your rights, you have the right to exercise your choice. And that choice would include voting for people and people voting for you. If anybody within any party is desirous of going to any position, and if the person has the right to do so, if the person has all that he takes. So there's no really big deal making anything out of making a mountain out of this one year.
All right, Mr. Feinbone, we need to take that commercial break now. After that, we talk some more about APC's readiness ahead of 2023. And of course, we take calls and messages. Please stay with us. It is Road to 2023.
Feel the politicking.
Track the politics.
Listen to the candidates.
Keep tabs on their campaign promises.
Follow the views of those who agree.
And the reviews of those who don't.
Understand the outcomes.
On Road 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. You are on Road to 2023.
Welcome back. It still is Road to 2023 and 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. We're talking about the readiness of the APC with high-profile defections rocking the party at this time. Have the crises been resolved and how prepared is the APC for the 2023 elections? My guest is the APC spokesperson in River State, Mr. Chris Feinbone. You're welcome once again, Mr. Feinbone.
Thank you.
All right, so some of the thoughts expressed, some reactions to these defections and other things that have rocked the APC is about high-handedness. Some have said that the APC has been run like a private property. As a matter of fact, I'm reading a comment now from Comrade Clinton from Bori. Says, the truth of the matter is that the APC in Rivers has been run like private property, forgetting the fact that a political party is a conglomeration of politicians with different interests and opinions. Let's go over to Facebook where there is a similar comment. Thinky Dennis says, to be honest with you, there's no APC in River State anymore. What we have is a mess social club. The exodus of the founding fathers, it mentions a few names here, is as a result of the high-handedness, the hard-heartedness of the leader of the party, Right Honorable Rotimi Chibike Amaechi. Many other comments suggest this. We'll take calls shortly. Now, Mr. Finebone, time and time again, people are talking about the leader, who is Amaechi, of course, running the party like private property. How do you respond?
That is not true. But first and foremost, those who sent all of those opinions to you, definitely you know the quarters they are coming from. There are people who don't wish the APC well. But the health of the APC, the political health of the APC does not depend on their wishes. In this case, they are compounding wishes. So, but let me say that anyone pointing at as the leader of the party and trying to ascribe blame and things like that on him, that person, first of all, has to be a member of the APC. So I don't know those who you term a lot of persons. I don't know those persons, whether they are members of the APC. I can assure you that those people are not members of the APC, otherwise that won't be their opinion.
Yeah, but is it impossible to have an objective opinion about the APC from outside? I mean, I'm not a member of the APC. You know, for the purpose of this conversation, of course, there's no bias. I'm the host of the show. But as a person who may not be an APC member, is it impossible to observe from a distance and notice a few flaws and make that opinion known? Must it be due to bias? Must it be from the opposition? Can't an objective opinion be along the lines of a problem in the APC?
It will be very difficult for somebody from afar to be able to posit an unbiased opinion. It is either that person's opinion is molded along the lines of what a relation or a friend or a neighbor or whatever, you know, does. And it depends again on where those people stand. So you are likely to buy into the opinion of your neighbor, your friend, who may have other interests in that organization, and you now reach a conclusion that is faulty. So you are not likely to, I mean, it's not right to label any opinion that comes from someone who says he has no interest in APC to stamp that opinion as unbiased, because that opinion must have been molded, must have been arrived at based on factors that are partial and biased.
All right, it's time for you to be a part of the show. The numbers are called as 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp is 0809030616. Please turn off your radio. And remember to keep your comments civil. Go straight to the point. Mind the words you use. Of course, we're on a public platform. As a matter of fact, remember this.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
All right, we lost that call. Please call back if you can. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, what's your name?
Mubula calling from.
All right, please go ahead.
I greet our guest on the studio. Let me say this. We must tell ourselves the truth. The crack in River State today, we all know that this has been the result of the leadership. Finebone is not responsible for that crack. If you recall, last month, one February, complaining to the issue of bad leadership in the city. But they refused to address all the issues. But I thank God today, he has been vindicated. And that is happening in the party today. So my advice is that basically for them to register with the university, that is the pathway to progressive reverse. Thank you.
Okay, I think at the last part of what you've said, but basically, the crack is as a result of bad leadership. Magnus Abe warned about it, and that's as much as we got. Hello, good morning. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gift from Lagos.
Go ahead, Gift.
All right, thank you, speaking. It is what they say that they are eating today. Because of differences in PDP, all these guys, as far as I'm concerned, should be former governor, former minister of transportation, they're all PDP. They left because of differences, anger, or whatever. So if guys are doing the same thing to them, to just bring down that mansion that they think that they have built for this number of years from 2014 or 2013 to date, look at what is going on amongst them. They complain. PDP is our problem. Now we are not treated well. Today now, other persons are shouting that the leadership is not carrying them along. Look at what is happening to them. How many years now they've left to form ordinary councilorship position for River State? So in 2023, nothing occurs. The same thing will still play out because why? People have come together to kill the particular house and decided to destroy that house. So, welcome. Good morning. We have found them
pretty
fast. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Guy from Yenugu. Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, I promise you can from Dokana.
I promise. Please go ahead.
Yes, please find you. The party. I'm not a member of the party. Please find you is the only member of the party. And he's only able to advise the leader of the party. Why? Those sacrificed for the party are leaving the party and are still leaving the leader of the party, so he said they are not members of the party. You know, when someone begins to benefit from the titles of the party, we call such a democratic entrepreneurship. Because when one of the attractive in the party, every time we will be giving a rich amount of money to go and defend the leader. Such political parties are no way elections. And I think it's time, people that I think finally, we acknowledge that this people is not inside this.
All right, thank you very much. Now, Mr. Finebone, do you care to respond to any of these positions to get it clear?
Let me respond to the much I was able to hear. Let me also say again that APC in River State runs properly as a party. We have a state working committee, we have the state executive committee and all the organs of the party functioning. And therefore, it is a bit presumptuous on people, or preposterous on their part to keep saying bad leadership. The only person that can attest to the nature or health of the leadership, how good or how not good it is, will be the members of the party and not a bystander who doesn't understand the mechanisms and the modules of operation of the party. And therefore, that is neither here nor there. The talk about leadership and all that does not hold water at all, except it's coming from a member of the party. And that is it. What else? The people keep saying that you should accept things are not well. There is no party that is perfect. Not even the other party is perfect. What perhaps you find as the difference is the level of those, the members, the extent of their strength of, their strength to pull down their feelings, their emotions, and control their emotions and all that. That might be what would deceive you. Or the fact that somebody is holding the purse and everybody's eyes are on it and people don't have options. Then you begin to see something that looks different. Otherwise, all the parties none is perfect. Indeed, not APC, but I believe that APC is doing its best to be, to continue to present, a good image for the Rivers people and present itself as an option, indeed, and a viable option for Rivers people come 2023. There's no doubt about that.
Okay. Now, Mr. Feinboom, I want to question your position as to non-party members having this much an interest and even impute. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people believe that there's an imbalance in the politics in River State. Why? Because the absence of the APC has led to the absence of viable opposition. Now, you and I know that opposition is required, necessary for a healthy democracy. So if the APC is not on a ballot, it leaves, governance, party politics and everything tilted to one side, considering that these parties are considered the heavyweights in the state and indeed the country. So if a neutral, a non-member of the APC says, oh, this is happening because this, we need APC to also be involved so we can see that opposition play out properly. I think they are well within their rights to make those comments and have those interests.
I'm not saying it's not within their rights. I'm only saying that nine times out of ten, they may be wrong. That's the point I'm making.
All right. The main concern with these defections, resignations, is not the number of persons, but the profile of these personalities. Heavyweights, they have been called. Dawari George, Chidi, Ebim, and all of that. And it is beginning to suggest that what is happening with the APC has gone beyond something to ignore. Now, how prepared, how ready, Mr. Feinboom, is the APC for 2023?
Well, Rivers APC is on track. We know what we are doing. I'm not sure you expect me to unveil everything that is being done to prepare the party for 2023. But I will give you a glimpse by saying that what you are saying might just be a self-cleansing mechanism at work. There are other actions that are tied to it, such as reaching out to people, reaching out to anybody that may have grievances and all of that. All of those things are going on. And by the time this self-cleansing mechanism at work finally finishes and grinds to a halt, and you now see the party, what you'll find will be a party that has turned around and is ready to take power. And of course, the objective, the focus of the party has never been in doubt that APC in River State is positioned and primed to take power in 2023.
All right, we're still taking your thoughts. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp is 0809030616. Please turn off your radio as you call us. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. All right, call back if you can. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, just like so many people have reacted, and they are just saying that they are not right. I wouldn't know if the person, your organization is in direct to function as, and then the leaders will not be blamed. Who else will be blamed? Therefore, leadership in any organization is to put that organization in order. If there are things that are wrong, they address it. Every day we continue hearing it. You could remember some when we are talking of the APC, but there's no faction in APC. There's no faction in APC. It is not enough. Some people see could tell you there's no faction in APC. And APC is dying on the APC. The strong media are the champions. And to tell you that it should not be elected upon the leader. Let it be elected upon Paul.
All right, thank you very much. We have comments on WhatsApp. Good morning, Samarakul. In 2023, we're not voting for party but individuals. APC and PDP has failed. Magnus Abe is not a loyal party man. He's a self-serving politician. You cannot destroy a house because of your personal interest. Mr. D from Port Hackett says on WhatsApp. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, I don't know. Good morning.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ezekiel Bovi.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, if I overheard people say that the problem of APC is style of leadership.
Some of the reactions, yes.
Who are the leadership? Is the same people that rally around the Chief Ikemoti and Bramechi? They go there, they will not say the right thing, they will not, guys, because one person cannot make leadership. Your good contribution, my good contribution, this other person's good contribution will move the party forward. As regards to Magnus Abe, he's a first-time third man. He benefited from Chief Ikemoti and Bramechi, him and his cohorts. At the end of the day, because it is not you, you want the party to go down. You worked with the opposition, the governor, to make sure you run APC down in River State. You will remember vividly when he did in Thanksgiving, he invited Wike. Wike was there, Wike mocked APC. Fine, you must relate with everybody. Politics is not about a do or that, or everybody being your enemy. But they should have limitation of relationship.
All right, thank you very much. Over to WhatsApp. Amadi Chimenem says, anybody pointing fingers at Amechi for the decamping, rocking APC is certainly not an APC member. All those dumping the party are doing so for their selfish interests. And I want to ask, if it were to be that Amechi won the presidential ticket, would they have left? If they were to be given governorship ticket, would they have left? Many more reactions here, but would you like to respond so far, Mr. Finebone?
I'm happy that also from those calling in and those sending messages, it does appear that some persons do understand, some understanding of what is happening. For example, it's really, really wrong for anybody to juxtapose leadership with Amechi with leadership only. No. He alone does not lead the party as per leadership. But yes, you might say he's the leader of the party, no doubt about that. But then that leadership is based on some collegiate consideration, setup, structure, where he listens and talks with the leaders, the topmost leaders, and the leaders down the line. And so, in the very fashion, some people tend to refer to him as the only person that makes decision is not very correct. We have our mechanisms for decision making, and we have the influence of the leader being defined, and it works for us. Definitely not what people think from outside. It's only when you belong to the inside that you will know. And therefore, I'm happy some persons also understand that the party had received a lot of knocks from those who are supposed to be members of the party just because of their self-interest or selfish interest. If you want to be a governor, you shouldn't, and you are unable to get it, you shouldn't bring down the house, definitely.
Okay.
Maybe try one more time, the next time. And not to think that it has to be today, it has to be do or die. There's no do or die in politics in the real sense.
All right.
Because it's either you will get it or you will not get it. Then life goes on.
Okay, Mr. Finebone. Now, what is happening with the APC you have called a self-cleansing mechanism? Are there expectations of other members exiting the party? Does the APC have the shock absorbers for possibly what may or may not be a surprise? Do you think there are more people that would leave?
Well, if I say that, people won't leave. That will mean that I have the power of clairvoyance. But I don't think we expect more people to leave. Well, here and there, people leave parties, not just APC. Let's not make it look like I've had the word, the soldiers, I've had the so many words describing what is happening. No. It's something, it's either every party has its own day to see what we are seeing today. APC has seen its own today. It is very possible that the other parties will see theirs, and we know when they will see their own. So you just watch. To that extent, I can tell you a single soul can leave. People may still leave.
Okay.
People, what is important is that more people will come in.
All right, we're almost getting to the end of the show. We have about 2 minutes left. Finally, Mr. Finebone, what has the APC learned from its 2019 experience, and what are we to expect in the coming months and, of course, ahead of the elections from the APC?
Learned from what?
From the experience of 2019, being exempted from the ballots, and what are we expecting moving forward? What are you doing differently?
Well, what we will do differently is that we'll continue to wish and pray that those who want to undo the party have a change of heart. Otherwise, you are not in the mind of anybody. You can't control what people can do. We want to believe what we have learned is that it is possible that those who would have tried to repeat what happened in 2019 have by themselves left or are by themselves leaving. So that is what we have learned, to continue to pray that people, those who would cause you such fatal thing as it happened in 2019, should rather leave than stay.
Okay.
It is better to be on the ballot and do your best to win than to be shut out of the ballot. And we ask the government to try and resist the temptation to use disgruntled members of the party to work against the party.
All right,
they should be proud that they will go to the field and win.
Okay.
If they will have to, but because they know they can win, they continue to prop up internal insurrections in APC.
Okay, we have to go now.
Yeah.
We really have to go now. Thank you very much, Mr. Finebone, for your time. We appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you very much.